The purpose of this video is to instruct our customers on the proper method of disassembly and reassembly for the Merzon DUS during sanitation or maintenance activities. The system is designed for easy disassembly and reassembly, but there are a few tips that will make this process easier. This video will also describe the different set point adjustments that can be made inside the control panel. We at Merzon thank you for your continued business and use of our products. Please note, the rest of this video assumes that the DUS discharge line has already been cleared out by using a PIG system, and that the machine has already been raised on its casters and relocated to an area for disassembly or cleaning. If the PIG has not been launched, connect air to the half-inch male quick connect above the pump. This will push the PIG through the discharge piping and hose to clear out the majority of the product for easier disassembly. Please ensure that the PIG catcher is installed at the end of the discharge piping before launching the PIG. Note, some DUS units do not have a PIG system included in the project. Running the pump dry in this scenario will help evacuate some of the remnant product, but will not get everything out. Please be aware of air splattering when running the pump dry. Ensure any product drums have been removed from the machine. To remove the product drum, raise the follower plate out of the empty container by activating the vacuum brake and toggling the raise on and off as the machine raises. Note, leaving the raise switch on can cause the raise function to ascend faster than the vacuum brake, causing the empty drum to lift off the ground. Toggling the raise on and off will prevent this. Please ensure that the DUS carriage is fully lowered before trying to raise the machine on casters to prevent tilting. Ensure any discharge piping is removed before raising to avoid tilting. To raise the DUS for relocation, connect air to the half-inch male quick connect below the control panel, not the main air inlet. Opening the yellow hand valve will cause the machine to raise on the casters. Once the DUS is raised, leave air pressure on the cylinders and insert the safety pins through the four cylinder shafts. Close the yellow hand valve once the pins are in. The air source can now be disconnected from the air inlet connection, and the machine is ready to move. Note, the cylinder should stay pressurized throughout moving the unit, but the cylinders may lower slightly onto the pins. The pins can safely support the entire weight of the machine, but air pressure may be needed to lift the machine back off the pins when you go to lower the machine back into place. Disassembly. Once the machine has been relocated for disassembly, the first step is to remove the follower plate. Please ensure that the machine has been lowered off its casters before proceeding. Start by connecting the unit to an air supply and raising the machine to the top of the carriage. Insert the follower plate cart once the machine reaches the top. Next, lower the machine onto the follower plate cart, ensuring that the plastic seats align with the suction check valves. It may be necessary to use two people for this step. Once the machine is lowered onto the cart, turn the air isolation valve to dump air to the system. You can now begin disconnecting the follower plate. The follower plate is disconnected by removing two wing nuts directly under the center block, both suction check valve tri-clamps, and the vacuum brake tri-clamp. Please note, be careful when removing the vacuum brake check valve, as the ball and ball stop are easy to lose. Once the follower plate is disconnected, turn the air isolation valve to add pressure to the machine. You can now raise the machine carriage and separate the follower plate from the system. The follower plate is now sitting on the cart and can be relocated to the cleaning area. The machine should now be lowered to the bottom of the carriage once the plate has been removed. Lowering the machine prior to continuing is critical to make disassembly safer and easier. Start by removing the 4-inch discharge hose from the counterbalance. Please note that the hose will be under slight tension when the machine is lowered, so take care when removing the clamps. It may be best to use two people in this step. Next, remove the two elbows and horizontal spool from the top of the machine. These components can be further disassembled if each needs to be cleaned individually. Please note that there is a support bracket and clamp around the horizontal spool. This should be open prior to removal. Next, disconnect the bottom clamp of the PIG launcher. The PIG launcher must be moved up vertically prior to removal. The components directly below the PIG launcher must be removed for you to be able to remove the PIG launcher. Once the bottom clamp is removed, loosen the support bracket clamp and slide the PIG launcher up vertically. Retighten the support clamp, and the PIG launcher should remain in place with a 2-inch gap between the bottom of the PIG launcher and the top of the discharge Y. Next, remove the discharge Y assembly by loosening the clamps at the top of the discharge check valves. The whole Y assembly can be further disassembled for cleaning of each component if needed. The PIG launcher can now be removed once the discharge Y has been disconnected. Open the support bracket clamp and slide the PIG launcher down through the frame. Next, remove the two discharge check valves by disconnecting the clamps. Note, the check balls and ball stops are free-floating and can separate if the valve is tipped upside down. Be careful not to lose the balls or ball stops. Next, carefully remove the product chambers. The recommended method for this removal is to loosen each product chamber clamp and gently tap the clamp off using a rubber mallet. Ensure that the product chamber itself does not come crashing down once the clamp is removed. It may be best to use two people for this task. Finally, remove the diaphragm assembly using 2 3/4-inch wrenches. The wrenches can be placed on the outer pistons and rotated counterclockwise. The shaft will stay attached to one of the two diaphragm assemblies and can be slid out through the middle of the pump. Note, the diaphragm assembly that is no longer attached to the shaft will have a free-floating washer. Do not lose this washer during the cleaning maintenance process. Note, do not spray the exposed air chambers with water or sanitizer. These chambers do not come into contact with product. If any cleaning is required, carefully wipe down the air chambers. The DUS is now fully disassembled and ready for sanitation or maintenance activities.